I've got 10,000 lines of crap, and it generates anything in my rule set. So I need 20 characters. Hey, quick, give me 20 characters. And that was the most recent thing that I used it for, was to
vomit. Mad Libs are surprisingly great, right, for character generators.
Yeah.
So, like, you can make a character, but like your character in Lamdimu, one of the big discoveries of Lamdimu was that even though you're a player in Lamdimu, Lamdimu is actually real life. To the extent that you're designing a character in Lamdimu, you really are this person. This is a genuine expression of you. I say this. So there were the reason people think this is that there was sadly a part of Lamdimu that got a lot of coverage, like that somebody basically did something horrible and public to somebody else in Lamdimu. And the community of Lamdimu sort of had to deal with the fact that this had really happened and what the relation between what had happened in Lamdimu and virtual reality was and the comparable crime you would go to prison for forever in real life was quite complicated. And this was a real event, even though it's also kind of a fantasy role-playing experience. Mm-hmm. So when I say it's real life, there is some kind of nuance there, I guess.
I've heard of similar things in EVE Online that make the news, and that blew my mind whenever this stuff started making the news in EVE Online. Yeah, these guys just totally ganked this other corporation, and it was a multi-year thing, and why is this on CNN? But it was.
Yeah. So sorry for the title of the famous article which Edudge has just provided. But so somebody wrote, I think, a newspaper article which was called "A Rape in Cyberspace," where like the relationship between cyberspace and real life, like this wasn't just a game. And then what even is the relevant legal system? MD Hughes is saying you do embody / inhabit your avatar. Yeah, so you're a real person doing this. This isn't some and what you're doing is affecting other people. This is why I'm saying it's real life, which is kind of the dark side of if you wanted to introduce software engineering into somewhere with a multi-user dimension, you're kind of harnessing the fact that sure, it's sort of a sci-fi science fantasy game space, but it is real life. You can take the rich aspects of that as